This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Since 1977, every odd-numbered year, sailors from around the world have gathered in France for a wildly arduous race, the Mini Transat. They hop into their Mini 650 yachts, which are tiny boats at a maximum of 21 feet, that is 6.5 meters long, and then head west as fast as they can, hoping to be the first to reach La Marin Bay, Martinique, in the Caribbean, some 4,000 watery miles away. That's about 6,400 kilometers. The race has two legs, France to the Canary Islands and the Canary Islands to Martinique. The 2021 race is set to begin on September 26th. But the biggest catch? The 80-odd sailors who undergo this journey must do it alone. But how do sailors complete an endurance race that lasts 3 to 4 weeks and that prevents them from sleeping for more than 20 minutes at a time during it? That's the question behind a study conducted by researchers of the University of Bologna in Italy. The scientists wanted to better understand how sailors manage their sleep cycles and whether certain people have inherent biological advantages that aid them during this physically demanding race. Their results were published in May 2020 in the journal Nature and Science of Sleep. In the weeks leading up to the 2017 race, researchers asked 42 of the sailors to document their training and preparation. They also recorded crucial data like sleep quality, desire for sleep, and their chronotype, which essentially means whether they're early morning types, night owls, or somewhere in between. Only half of the sailors consciously prepared sleep strategies. Professor Giuseppe Plazzi, the study coordinator, said in a statement, "Expert skippers often make this choice. Indeed, expert sailors with a track record of miles and miles of offshore sailing are more mindful of the importance of sleep management." Of those with a strategy, a little more than half, 52%, opted to sleep more before the race in hopes of banking sleep, knowing that they'd have to make serious withdrawals from that account soon. About a quarter opted for polyphasic sleep instead, hoping that short cat naps throughout the day would get them through. The last 22% chose a gradual descent into sleep deprivation, with the idea that even though they'd be exhausted by the end, they could hold on for the finish line. The sailors, by the way, use autopilot to keep their vessels on track while they take these naps. Chronotype data showed that about 40% of the sailors were morning people, early to rise and early to bed. The other 60 were hummingbirds, those who fall in the middle ground. There were zero night owls, who may be at a disadvantage in these types of endurance competitions, according to the researchers. The sailors who were early birds were less likely to use a pre-race sleep management strategy than the hummingbirds. Regardless of their sleep strategies, or lack thereof, the researchers found that there were no real differences in arrival times for either leg of the race. Plazzi said, "Our next step will be to closely monitor sleep-wake cycles both during the training and during the race. In this way, we'll be able to devise increasingly effective and precise sleep management strategies." Today's episode is based on the article, "How Do You Sleep When Sailing Solo for 4,000 Miles?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Nathan Chandler. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, "Oh, what's your best way of making money?" I'm like, "Oh, we should start some sort of scheme."
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.